Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It doesn't work as a Christian. It doesn't work as a preacher to just get up and tell people what to do. Amen. And you don't do it yourself.
Amen.
It doesn't work.
Right.
You can try to hide it. You can do everything you know to do. But you look up and they're going to be doing not what you said. They're going to be doing what you do.
Yeah.
I know a man that I loved. He's in heaven now. But he was going through a situation. The Lord dealt with me. I was on the other side of the country from him. And he was going through something with one of his children. And the Lord had me to write him a letter. And I mean, I didn't want to write it, but the Lord had me to do it. And so I prayed and tried to get out of it and tried to soften it, but I had to do it. And so I told him, because he was doing this. His daughter was, you know, going haywire on him. And I said, listen, I said, you cannot tell her to do something different from what you do. You have to set the example. Don't think you're hiding stuff from her. She sees it. She knows it. Even if she doesn't know the details, she picks up the spirit of it just by being around you. That's what's so surprising to parents. They think, well, they never saw me do it. They've lived with you.
Amen.
They'll get it.
That's right.
Having never seen it, they'll get it.
Yes.
It's spiritual. And the thing is, she was doing some of the same things he had done, and without seeing him do it. I said, it does not work. I said, there's only one way to fix this. You got to change you. You have to repent. Repent means change. You've got to change you, because as soon as she's able to get away from you, she's not going to do what you say. She's going to do what you do. You might be able to control it for a little while, but as soon as she gets away from you, she's going to do not what you said, but what you did. And sure enough, it happened exactly that way. God's merciful, thank God. Even after a lot of mistakes, He's merciful. He's merciful. But it's just so much better. I said it's so much better to save yourself all the problems. We learn by observation. I know I've had two of the greatest dads. My earthly natural father, Billy Moore, who's in heaven now. And my father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, who's in heaven now. And I've told some of my minister friends a while back, I said, if Keith Moore don't make it, it's not God's fault. Because he's given me every advantage and every good. He's given me examples. And I know at Dad's home going last year, one of the ladies that was there, she came to me and she said, well, she said, as long as you're alive, Billy Moore's alive. She said, every time I see you, I see him. And every time you talk, I hear him.
Amen.
Well, that's not surprising.
Yes.
That's my father.
Amen.
Like father.
Like son.
Like son.
Yes, sir.
And I go out on the road and teach and have people tell me the same thing. They said, it's like hearing Brother Hagin sometimes, they said. Well, it shouldn't be surprising. I mean, it's with him as long as I was with my earthly dad.
Amen.
And I don't think you ought to try to mimic somebody. I think that's, what is that? That's not right. It's not real. But there are times something will come out of you just like them. Well, everything you got came from somebody. From somewhere. Everything. And you know, the older I get, the more I thank God for these fine examples. Oh, glory to God. I mean, in ministry, I mean, for most everything I learned about ministry, I learned from my father in the faith. And I know I had been with him for a number of years, and he took me on a crusade with him, Phyllis and I. And he's going to allow me to speak in the mornings. And he had me stand up. He introduced me to the crowd. There's a big crowd there. He said, I'm going to have Brother Keith speaking in the morning. He's going to be speaking all this week in the mornings on the subject of faith. And he said, I personally trained Brother Keith. And just said some really kind, nice things. And I sat down, and you might think, well, boy, you'd be blessed by that. And I was, but I was a little troubled. Because at that point, he and I had spent hardly any personal time together. And so in my mind, if somebody personally trains you, you know, it's a lot of one-on-one. You know, you sit and talk after the service and you eat together and you pray together. And we hadn't done that. Now later, thank God, I got some of that. But at that point, it was just pretty much, you know, seen before the service. He says, mostly he'd say, go out there and crank them up good. He's talking about leading songs. He didn't like it dead, you know. Get it going. And that's pretty much what our relationship. And or he would call on me in the public meeting. Come up here and do this. Come up here and do that. And so even into the evening, that evening, I'm thinking, Lord, now, you know, maybe I'm just thinking wrong here, but it did seem like he's personally trained me. Help me with this. And I just lay there and got quiet and prayed in the spirit some. And the Lord began to minister to me. He said, well, certainly he has. Certainly he has. He said, or more correctly, I have trained you through him. He said, but certainly, certainly. He said, it's not human personalities and it's not flesh that you really want to get to know. It's me. It's the anointing. And so many times that anointing is stronger in the service. Not just afterwards when you're eating nachos. Or when you're tired, or you see what I'm saying? So many times you got more flesh there. He said, sure, sure he has trained you personally. Every day you've been sitting there on that seat, every day you have seen him interpret the leading of the Spirit. You have seen him yield to the anointing to teach, and you have been learning every second and don't even know it. I thought, oh, glory to God. I know it's true. I know. Because I'd sit something in my spirit and I know God wanted to do something. I didn't know what it was. And I'd see him do exactly the right thing and go the right. Well, see, I just learned something. I might not have took any notes, but that's imprinted on my spirit. I saw him do it. Oh, come on. Are y'all with me now? This is God's main way of developing us and training us. We have to watch because we live in the information age. We live in the age of seminars and books and reading. Thank God for reading. Thank God for hearing. But we must have these living examples doing it. Oh, come on. Doing it in front of us, in the home, in the church, in the business, everywhere. A living, breathing daddy and mama. Come on now. That's not just telling you and talking about how to do it, but showing you how to do it. Demonstrating how to do it. Oh, come on. And as you see that, you are going to be transformed. You're going to become what you behold. It will get inside you. It'll imprint your spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know I was in a service some months ago and man started prophesying and started ministering by the gifts of the Spirit. And it so much reminded me of some meetings I had been in with Brother Hagin. It so much reminded me. And the thing I realized, well, it's not just him. It's the same Spirit. Just one Holy Ghost. But where did I learn that? I didn't have that in my notes. Some things are hard to describe. We should be learning how to be real men and real women, real daddies and mamas, real husbands and wives, real men of God, real women of God. And you will not learn it just by reading a book or just by listening to some tapes. Thank God for it, but it's not enough. You need to be around it. You need to see it. You need to hear it. Come on now, and it will impress your spirit. You know, I enjoyed flying that airplane the other day. Thing handles like a dream. Man, it's nice. But it's taken us, you know, 10 years of training to get to this place. And I've studied books on this particular plane here. I read, you know, books this thick. I've read them and read them and made notes for weeks because I knew this was coming. But it's just a whole nother thing when you sit down in that chair and you snap all those harnesses around you and you push that button and it goes boo. Ooh. and all these lights and all these bars come up. This ain't classroom. This ain't no seminar. You pull out on the runway. This ain't no video screen. There's a blue jay over there. I smell jet fuel. Woo! Right? This is real. You got precept and you got example. And God intends through our fathers and through our Father God, our fathers in the faith, and the men and women of God that God has given us all around us to impress our spirit and imprint upon us. And we're learning so much we don't even know we're learning just by being around them and seeing them and hearing them. I said, oh, thank God for it. Yes, I thank God. Yes, but did you know you are supposed to be a father and a mother? People are supposed to be being impressed and imprinted from you, through you. And isn't that what we're talking about growing up? Then instead of you just thinking, I need an example, you do. But at some point, you know, here I am today. Both of my fathers are in heaven. They have imprinted me all that they're going to imprint on me personally and physically. But now here you are. And I'm ministering to you. Right? And I'm not looking, where's my daddy up here today? I reckon I'm a daddy now. Right? The same thing is true for you and for me. In this short life, this has to be happening all the time. So do I have a responsibility to set the right example in the way I act? Not just talking up here. See, what talking on Sunday doesn't mean a thing if there's no life to back it up. I'm going to say, well, I believe in that preacher. Well, it's exactly the same for you. Exactly the same for you. So I must be conscious everywhere I go. Of course, you know, with more exposure now, it is much more that way. I mean, all the time. People are grabbing you and seeing you. Somebody said, well, boy, you sure have to live right, don't you? I said, well, I should be anyway, right? Because you don't know, you know, anywhere you go and everywhere you go, people could know you. Mr. Barr, I'm glad it's not that way with me. Well, you should live the same way anyway. Right? Being an example, because how many know you can be an example to a total stranger? Maybe they don't know you, but you can imprint their spirit. You can imprint, they can learn something by just watching you handle a situation, watching you walk in love, watching you walk in faith. They can learn so much just by being around you for a few minutes. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Like Father, Like Son, you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603D. That's R1603D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.